Hello, this is Mrs. Paranormal. It's a Sunday morning. It's 11:30. I hope everybody's doing well. You had a great work week and you're having a good weekend. And if you're on vacation, retirement, whatever it is, I hope you're having a great time, a great weekend. My morning started out that I was down by the lake, you know, with the marina and all that. And all that was really nice, peaceful until people started to arrive. Because it's a beautiful day here in Wisconsin. So I'm like, can't do this, too many people, and that's why I don't do this at home, because there's too many noises outside, being inside, hearing them from the outside. So I got my truck, and now I'm sitting in front of a forest in a parking lot, as usual. I've got trees in front of me, they're absolutely beautiful, and I usually come hiking here during autumn, because the colors are absolutely just phenomenal. So, right now there's nobody around me, thank gosh, there's nobody around me, it's nice. You'll hear crows in the background and other birds. I want to thank everybody for listening to my podcast. All you females out there, since that's my highest percentage, are females. And thank you for everyone from California. Yay. For listening to my podcast as well. If you guys have any questions or comments, or you are having any paranormal activity, or if you know of somebody who's having paranormal activity, email me at pattyinwi@gmail.com. Or you can PM me at Wisconsin Investigators of the Supernatural. Even though I'm in Wisconsin, I can still help. I can do research for you, give you some advice, some suggestions, what to try. If I can't find the answer, I have lots of paranormal friends that I can run it through, run it across them, see what they think that I can do to help out. So again, if you or anyone you know, it's all free. No worries on that. So yeah, be sure to contact me. I'll go over the Sane Asylum investigation here in just a minute. There's a quick story I want to read to you. It'll take just a second. It's here in Wisconsin. And apparently the Dead Files had gone there. And Amy had done an investigation. Obviously the Dead Files, which I don't watch that often. So Amy did her investigation and she said she felt something was watching over the property called the Watchers. And that whoever lived there, the spirits wanted the humans to be gone. And there was a lot of death on the property. There's a guy named Joseph, John Joseph, who passed away. His wife passed away. His son passed away there back in the 1800s. So the homeowner, they were doing like construction, they're rebuilding the home because they wanted to turn into a shop and sell things like antiques and stuff. Well, that apparently stirred up activity, lots of activity. Which is what Amy was tapping into. And then, so after the Dead Files left, came and gone, whatever, the homeowner contacted this particular paranormal team and said, hey, can you guys come and investigate? We just want to make sure, you know, what's going on here. We just like a second opinion. So this team arrived and they had their ghost box, K2 meters, a thermal device for their equipment. And they did a ghost box session and they heard Watchers, which is what Amy had initially thought, which had Amy had said she'd seen. Watchers from the wood, they watched the house. They went into the basement and the attic, and the homeowner said that when they were doing some remodeling, the kitchen, the living room has hardwood floors, and one of the pieces of board came loose, and they, you know, pulled up the board and they found a hidden room. Yep, underneath the living room. And it was basically sealed off because in the basement there was no windows, but there was this window that looked like it was cemented shut. And that was the way to get into that room. So that's pretty cool. The basement was used for like coal, bricks, things like that. There's no ventilation valve. There's like no windows or nothing. So when the team went in to investigate, they felt a very cold draft hit them in the face, and then they heard noises on the staircase. So it's like whatever was in the basement went up the stairs into the living room, and they heard sliding noises and walking around. So then one of the paranormal investigators called to the spirit, say, can you come back down? And the other paranormal investigator had a thermal device who was pointing it at the staircase, and sure enough, they saw a cold spot or cold on the thermal. It detected it, right? A cold mass coming down. They said it looked like in the shape of a man. So it went back into the basement, into the cold room, as we call it. And it just sort of disappeared. And when they turned on the flashlights, obviously there was nothing in the room. Then There's an extra room to this. There's a, like, another building attached to this that they were going to, I guess at one time it was an ice cream parlor. And then they were going to turn that into part of their store too. And when the homeowners were doing construction, they also found corsets in the wall, shoes, clothing, and newspapers. Which I think back in the day, they used to put shoes in the walls for good luck. Like a housewarming gift. If I remember, I believe that's how that all works. So they found that, and they were going to put that in their store, like, as like an archive to show people, this is what we found on our wall, which is not uncommon, but I wonder if my house has anything that in the walls. Go home with a sledgehammer. Whack. No, just kidding. So they had issues definitely in the, I'm calling it the cold room. Up in the attic, there was a lot of blown insulation, but they said it was getting like foggier up there. They're not sure about that. Let's see what other EVPs did they get. It sounds like the basement was always the most active. It was really cold down there when it wasn't as cold before. Huge temperature drop. It went like from, what they say, 45 down to like 32. They heard knockings, like one was off to the left and another one, he felt like somebody was standing in front of him. What else? They have EVPs. They heard watchers and then lots of noise, that cold feeling in the basement. What else did they have here? Just very cold experiences. Footsteps coming down the stairs. What else do they have here going on? They took a lot of pictures. Nothing but dust so far. And the homeowner was not surprised when they called them about the basement, because they said that's all where the activity is. The only thing I wish we would have had more information is on that room that the homeowners found. How cool is that? That's like my ultimate, you know, cool spare room. Well, who knows what they used them for back in the day? Prohibition, who knows? So the insane asylum tour, you guys, went really, really well. There's so much activity there, it's crazy. And I'm not just saying that, it's a lot of activity. Nothing bad. I can't say the word. I can say it in my mind, but I can't say it. The only feelings I got were emotional, female, a sensation of confused, very sad. Oh, there's a car pulling next to me. When we went into the nurse's quarters, the first time I was fine, I was wearing a stethoscope as a trigger object. And the second tour, I'm whispering now because there's a car pulling right next to me. Seriously, this whole parking lot, and that's where you have to park? Anyways, the second time we went in there, you guys, I was walking and I felt like crying. I almost started to tear up. And I didn't want anybody to see me crying, so I turned my back, right? And I told my friend Amanda, she says, what's wrong? I said, I don't know, I feel like I'm going to cry. And I actually kind of teared up, you know, I started crying. So I walked away, and it came and it went, and I was fine. And we're standing there, and I was telling the nurses, because apparently 7 of them committed suicide, but nobody knows why or who they were or what year. Because the history on that place is very hush-hush for some reason. So I had the stethoscope, and I said, okay, let's go to work. I'm ready. Let's go. And show me the round so I can check up on the patients. And I'm standing there, and my K2 went off. I had some activity on the K2. It was just a blip, but I did notate that it did blip. And there's no electricity around me anywhere. So that was really cool. In the basement, yes, plenty of activity in the, I keep saying basement, but it's actually the tunnels. And the tunnels, yes, there's definite activity there. Ghost box activity. I forgot the guy's name. Oh, there's so many names that come through. But the one of them likes to talk about drinking. He'll drink Hennessy's and then bourbon will come through. While we're standing there, the group of individuals that we were with, they were sitting in their chairs because it's more comfortable that way. I'm standing with my K2, and my K2 starts going off. Just like when, like, yellow, red, actually goes green, light yellow, light orange, red, and then vibrant red, right? It starts spiking over this chick's head. And I'm like, what? So it wasn't necessarily near to her. Well, yeah, it was kind of by her head. Sorry. And I'm like, do you have your cell phone on? Is it on? Because you have to put your cell phone on airplane mode or off. Otherwise, it will mess with the equipment. And she's like, no, I don't got nothing on. So this thing was basically in front of me. I wasn't getting any personal feelings, but the K2 was going off like crazy, you guys. It was so weird, but it was awesome. Then the ghost box was going off too, which validates something is there. That's why paranormal investigating works. If I say, oh my God, something's here, and the K2 goes off, and the ghost box goes off, and the SLS, then that's validating everything you're feeling is legitimate. That's how paranormal investigating works. Okay. You always have to, don't have to, but when things validate, you know, it's legit. So this K2 kept going off and going off. And it was so weird. And all of a sudden it disappeared. I'm like, no, come back. Where'd you go? Came back again. It was just like right in front of me, like 4 or 5 inches, 5 inches away from me, right there, like hovering. And what's really funny is a girl be right by me. She had a K2 meter and nothing was going off. Nothing. And I was able to hold it up high, and then I turned it so everyone can see it going off, and everyone was like, oh wow. There's like 14 people just so to hear everybody go, oh wow, it was really cool. That's kind of like what they want to see. So thank you, spirits, right? And then at one time me and Amanda had to use the restroom, so you have to go through the tunnel and it through the boiler room, which is massive. And I'm standing there and I'm like, hello, spirits. Anybody here? And I heard a clunk. And I asked again, who's here? Clunk. And it was like something had thrown something. Plus, I had feelings in that base, the boiler room, too. So, yeah, there's definitely activity in there. And I guess in 2019, they did investigate in the boiler room. And they did get a lot of activity. But this year, we haven't done investigating in there. I'm not sure why yet. So, it's technically up to my team. We can technically go in there and investigate. And the investigations it's about 15 to 30 minutes, depending on the activity. If there's no activity, you move on to another wing. So you move around, and, the living quarters, nothing happened in there. At one time the ghost box was going off at the far end of the, in the living quarters. We had these little balls that they're cat toys. You touch them and they light up. Those were going off. When we went to the chapel, and my friend has the, it's like a music box, but it's like in the shape of a coffin on Destination Fear. That's what they used. And in the chapel, we have Hope, who's a little girl who likes to communicate, and she was using the music box to communicate. And apparently there's this priest that her and the priest have something had happened. Nobody knows the details on that, but that's yet to be determined or verified. So that was cool. She was setting the music box off. My K2 was going off, and the SLS caught something near me where the K2 was going off, where I was also having feelings as well. So that was validated. The little ball did light up. We're sitting on the second floor in the female's wing. The ball did light up for us, but that was about it. It was just really quick, really fast, boop. And you have to touch it to move it, and there's nobody there. So if it was a shadow figure, I never saw it. But that was still cool. We got activity on that. Our REM pod is on back order. We're hoping we'll get that soon. Otherwise, the K2's been doing a great job. We are in the base in the tunnels, and we got in the tunnels like 79 degrees, and we're doing ghost box, and then my little temperature reader that I have dropped down to 71. And the ghost box is going off. So there's more validation. Because spirits have a tendency to be cold. So that validated that. I'm 100% confident this place does have spirits there. I've only felt feminine. I've never felt masculine there. But apparently, one of the guys, whose name is Craig, he has been scratched, punched like in his back, They had another individual who got punched in the eye by something in the chapel. I believe it was where it was. So yeah, very interesting. And there's names that come through like Billy, Steve, Dave, Hope, Helen. Helen is known to be in the chapel as well. Because there's one wall where it shows you their height. You know, like over the years they would measure themselves as far as height goes. I told Hope that I will bring her candy. And, you know, I'll bring her candy if she wants it. And then I want to find some Jacks. I thought the dollar store had them, but they don't have any Jacks, which is really weird. I'm thinking, what else would kids have back in the day? You know, 1800 Jacks. And I want to buy more trigger objects like balls. Not a Boo Bear. I can't afford a Boo Bear. Because Boo Bear is like anywhere from 100 to 200. I'm on a very tight budget, as you guys know. Unfortunately, I am. So Amanda's getting the REM pod for us, for my team. I was looking at some of those laser pens, but I don't know if I want to. Nothing came home with me, but I tell you, Sunday and Monday, you guys, I was just freaking dragging. It's called the paranormal hangover. Because you use so much of your energy, or the spirits are using your energy to manifest, which is 100% normal. And I have not been on a long investigation like that in a very long time. So I was just dead to the wind. I have to remember to hydrate myself, I think is part of it. So what else happened? Everybody that was not on my team, that was on the other team, said they had shadow figures. People on our team, the people that paid, said they saw like shadow figures popping their head out of the doors. I didn't see it. I wanted to see it so bad. SLS a little bit. Definitely K2 activity. Ghost box 100% activity. It was so funny. We all have ghost boxes and K2s. You just seen everything. There's like four K2 meters. It was just funny, all the equipment. But the more you put out, the more they'll use the energy, right? It'll bring them in more. I was thinking about getting an EMP pump, but I don't know. I want to do more research on the EMP pump. It's supposed to put energy out there to kind of like attract the spirits to come in. It's only like $18, I think, is what I saw on eBay. So, what else? The morgue. Yes. The morgue was very tiny. So what they did was they actually opened up the back wall to the morgue. So the guests can go in, because guests are just like fascinated by morgue. So that's kind of like, I want to say the end of the night. We bring everybody to the morgue at the end of the night. One paranormal investigator, she's very, how shall I say? She's very new. She's very boisterous, loud, I don't know how to explain it. She's overdoing it, I guess I could say. Anyways, so she went into the morgue, and she's a young girl, and she's, I've yet to go into the morgue because everybody's always in there. There's no room for me to just go in there and play around. Sounds terrible. anyways, so she's in there with the ghost box, and some of the other people in there getting reactions off the ghost box. And apparently they heard a girl crying. And when you hear someone crying on a ghost box, I'm sorry, that's sad, you guys. That kind of hits home. That hurts. Because you think of why, if that's really what they heard was a cry, because it's hard to tell in the ghost box if you're not experienced with them. Why was there a crying? So that's kind of sad right there. And so she heard crying. Now, mind you, I'm out in the other room, out in like the hallway area, sitting on the step. And you guys, that place was so freaking warm and humid, and oh my god, everything was all like wet. So I'm sitting on the step that's all wet, and I'm like, oh man, oh, even though it's cement, oh god. And it was very damp. So I'm sitting there, and I'm just hanging out with the K2, and I don't know why I'm getting all stuffy, but I'm sitting with the K2 again, my buddy, and the K2 blips, and it's not just a blip, it's like freaking red, full-on blip. There's nobody around me, it's just me. And it's not my phone, because I have it on airplane mode. So then I started thinking, when she was talking about hearing the girl cry, guess what? Yeah, the K2 went off. So whether or not that meant whoever they heard cry, little girl, whatever, went past me out or past me on the way into the morgue, I don't know. But I never had a chance to tell the girl, that my K2 was going off as she was doing the ghost box session. So that's a little more validation. And then it went off again. And same thing. She's doing a ghost box session. She was having a lot of responses. So more validation. I don't think anybody there. I think the guests, I guess you call them guests, customers, patrons, I don't know, were very impressed with it. Nobody got scared. Although, I take that back. We're sitting there and my one friend Sarah, she has like 4K 2 meters. I only have one. tight money. So she lets these people hold the K2s and yeah, we wipe them down with alcohol, COVID crap and all that. So the girl's sitting there and she's like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And the K2's like going red. She's like, oh my God, oh my God. She's like kind of scared. She's sitting in her chair. She's scared. She goes, oh my God, it's just going off. And I said, and so I go over to her. I said, your phone's not on, your watch, nothing. She goes, nope. My K2 did nothing. Her K2 was going off. So she looked surprised and scared and shaken up all at the same time. I said, it's okay. It's just letting you know that they're here. And you just kind of have to let people know this is what we do. We're trying to bring these spirits to you to show you, or rather interact with them. So she was, like I said, scared, excited, but it was just kind of neat to watch her reaction. And once it gets dark fall, you guys, that place is dark. There's little lights on here and there, but you definitely need a flashlight to move around. It's a work in progress. The owner wants to try and do things with it and so on and so forth. I unfortunately did not hear any footsteps. I did not see any shadow figures, but I had enough evidence on my equipment to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that yes, there's activity there. And I'm hoping that once we're there more often, that these spirits will recognize my voice. They will recognize me. They'll know my tone. And maybe they'll interact with us better. And they'll give, you know, they'll respond better like they do with the season team that's been there since 2019. They know those people. They know their voices. They're comfortable with interacting with them. But we get interactions, but I think we could do more. We can get more. But I did want to share something with you guys. I just remembered. The second team, before we went up, the second group, we were heading up, and then I had to go back down because I guess more people were coming. And three people arrived, two boys and a girl. I'd say, I don't know, early 20s, maybe. And they had shirts on there. I think two of them wearing a mask or whatever. You know, so what? That's fine. We're cool with that. We didn't wear any masks. No. Well, now, what happened was before I left, we were getting activity in the one wing where the males stay. The little ball that you touch that lights up, that was lighting up. I think the ghost box was getting activity, stuff like that. Well, the weirdest thing, I'll do a follow-up on this in a second. As soon as these three people joined the team, guess what? Nothing happened. Boom. Nothing. As soon as these people arrived, nothing happened for the rest of the night. And we had, I think, one more. I don't remember if that was our last team. I don't remember if that was our last group or not. I can't remember right now. But yeah, just all stopped. No ghost box, no K2, no nothing. So then one of the people on the team brought a laser grid, which is fine. You could bring your, we don't mind. You bring stuff. And so after everything was said and done and everybody left, one of the team members said, hey, did you notice when those three people arrived, everything stopped? I'm like, yeah, you're right. So the second night we did an investigation during the tour. We were still not leading 100% because we don't know, you know, we're learning and we want to know how the other team does their investigations and this and the other. The one girl was very friendly, very nice. I liked her a lot. I think it was Jordan. Anyways, so she's sitting there and she's saying, please come with an open mind. If you come in with negative thoughts or negative expectations, or you're a skeptic, that can in turn push the ghost back and they won't interact. And that's the first I've heard of that, which I guess makes sense. So she's saying, please come with an open mind. So when we do tours, I'm going to present that to the group as well. Try not to be a skeptic. You're here for a reason. You're here to see if there's any activity. So with that being said, we think that when those three people came in, the ghosts were like, yeah, no, we're not doing this with these people. Whether or not that's true, I don't know. It's just kind of interesting when you think about it, you know? I mean, if you could be that much of a skeptic and that much of a, whenever the spirits are like, no, sorry, not happening. Almost like a dog not trusting you when you come out to pet it. They know if you're an animal person, or a cat, they know if you're an animal person, or any other animal for that fact, they know you're an animal person. So maybe it's the same thing. They know they're not a ghost person. They know they don't like that. They think it's BS. So the ghost's like, fine, screw you. So that makes sense why the other team had more activity. I don't know. Just something I'm thinking out loud about right now. So that happened. But the second night, we definitely had more activity. We had ghost box activity. One time we were playing music. Apparently these men like Eminem, the group Eminem. So, she started playing some of Eminem, and sure as shit, I'm not kidding you guys, my K2 meter, well, first Amanda's K2 went off, and then I got in, and then the K2 started going crazy too. And it was right by where her music, it was not her phone. We debunked that. It's not the phone. We do that for sure. It was so cool. It was just going crazy. I'm like, and they're like really low to the ground. I'm like, what are you guys doing? Like the snake, you know, I'm like moving around, like I'm dancing. And once she stopped the music, the K2 stopped too. Really neat, huh? So that is my story. It's not even a story. It's true. About the Sheboygan County Insane Asylum, or Asylum. If you guys want, you can take a look at it online. You can look at the Destination Fear. You can get an idea of what we do there. And that shadow figure that he caught, I would say at first I was kind of hesitant, but I would say, yeah, it's probably legit. Because before that team went through in 2019, there's people walking by. The other team had experience like that too. So it is true. So I want to thank everybody for taking your time, taking your half hour out of your day to listen to my podcast. You guys do not, I don't know if I can express it how much it means to me to you guys listen to me. I'm up to almost steadily 100. I guess you'd say 100 listeners officially. So it's slowly growing. And if I don't sound right, or if you don't like my tone of voice, I apologize. This is me. I do this raw. There's no script. I'm sitting here looking at trees. I just say what comes to my mind. If I read a story, depending on what it is, I kind of change it around a little bit. So it's not word for word, like robotic. So I try to change the story up a little bit, or I'll skip some things. So this is my podcast, and no script, no nothing. Just me and the nature for now. Because my neighborhood's too noisy. I can't do it at home. I wanted to have, like, you know how on my other podcast I had Ovilus on and Ovilus off, but I can't do that with my cell phone and record at the same time. I would like to get an Ovilus, though. But those are like, what was it, $400? For one of those little Ovilus 3? Or is it like, I think it's like $500 for one of those Ovilus 3s. But those have been known to bring a lot of activity. My one friend Sarah, speaking of equipment, she has a Melmeter. I was going to say Malameter, but it's Melmeter. That's really cool. Although we got no activity on that. It's almost like a REM pod. If you guys watch Portals of Hell, you'll see he has one of those. But there's really no activity on that. So once a REM pod arrives, it's on back order. I think we're going to get a lot of activity with that REM pod. They like to play with REM pods, the spirits they do. I don't know if it's the antenna sticking up or what. So my goal is to get toys for Hope and candy for Hope and hopes that will bring her around. So my half hour is winding down. Again, thank you guys so much for listening to me. I hope I'm doing good and you like what I'm doing. If you have any comments, please feel free to let me know. Just be nice, okay? Share my podcast. You know, it's all cool. So, with that being said, you guys have a great work week, and I hope to do another podcast next weekend. I'll go back at the asylum on July 31st through August 1st, that Friday and Saturday, and then I plan to go back two more times in August and September. I want to be there as long as I can. I'm going to take advantage of this, you know what I mean? So, anyways, You guys have a great work week, and this is Mrs. Paranormal signing off.